Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
All right, we are live. We're here with Anthony Rivera. What's up, man? Thanks for joining me today.
I'm doing well, man. Great to be on here with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure you know the deal. I don't know what the pitch was to get you on here. Evan does all the dirty work to kind of set it up, and then I just, you know, I come out guns blazing, doing a little bit of devil's advocate type work here, going around the league, basically kind of just, you know, touching base with every organization and kind of a representative for it, and talking about the off season, kind of what's going on moving into the 2024 season. So this one, obviously, for the people tuning in, we're talking New York Mets. As we were talking before the episode started, it's the recurring bit. I don't know if people know they're doing it, but it's always the team that gets thrown under the bus. I think it's so funny. Like, the Mets are just always a laughing stock in their own ways, even when they're good. And it's kind of,
you know, the Oakland A's are still around, right?
They are, man. And I'm not, you know, I still got to talk to someone for the A's. I got to do one for the Rockies. It's like, what is even, well, they're going to come on. And I'm going to be like, you want to wrap this up? Like, what are we doing here? You know, I don't have any shade towards the Mets. It always just cracks me up to hear other people. Like, that's always the talking point for some reason. But before we get started, Anthony, go ahead and plug whatever you got, podcast, Twitter, social media, so that people can find you online.
Yeah, so I host the Subway to Shea podcast. You can catch that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I got a YouTube page as well, and you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever they call it these days, at Subway to Shea, talking all things New York Mets.
Nice. Are you based in New York? Are you out in Flushing, or?
No, I'm out of New Jersey. I'm based in the tri-state area. We'll leave it at that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not trying to dox you or anything, but you know, I'm always like kind of checking. It would be funny if you're just in, like, you know, Oklahoma or something. You're like a diehard Mets fan out here,
or the Bronx, in the middle of nowhere, right?
Or the Bronx. That'd be funny. Hey, they're there. There's people there. Yeah. So today we're talking Mets. You know, and I guess we'll just get right into it. You know, they've added a few pieces this offseason, but go ahead and tell me how you're feeling kind of moving into the season, and what you liked about the offseason, what you didn't like, anything that stood out to you, anything you wish they might have done. You know what I mean? Kind of vague, but in your words, you know?
Outside of not being able to sign Yamamoto, which was really the only big get that they were trying to go after, was get that, sure, you know, ace starting pitcher. Outside of not getting him, they kind of made a lot of minor deals, a lot of depth moves. I really do like what they did with the rotation, although they are a lot of ifs. But if the Mets can get, you know, 5 to 6 innings, quality starts out of Luis Severino, who was a guy that I wanted throughout the offseason, even at the beginning of the offseason, I thought maybe this guy would be nice to slot in 4 or 5 in the rotation, I thought would be well. So I really like that move. The Sean Manaea move as well, bringing in Adrian Hauser. These guys are, you know, quality depth starters. They may not be ones and twos. They're more in the lines of three, four, and fives. But, you know, we've had ones and twos before. We've had two ones, and it didn't work out. So, you know, we're going in another direction, not spending as much money and trying to, you know, get the most out of these starting pitchers who, you know, they're kind of fighting for their lives because at the end of the year, they're all free agents. So they're fighting for their next contract. They're going to have to get good performances in if they want to stay in the league. So those starting rotation moves I like, that they do have a lot of depth when it comes to the rotation, even with Kodai Senga out. I like what they've done with the bullpen, and I know spring is, you know, you can take everything with a grain of salt in spring training, but results do matter, and they have been pitching well, and it's nice to see them going at it to get those final couple of spots. The only place that I would have added somewhere else is possibly DH, someone to protect Pete Alonso, which we kind of really don't have at the moment in time. That bottom of the order is a little bit suspect with Brett Beatty and Mark Vientos and not knowing what you're going to get from them. But David Stearns is all in on letting the kids be evaluated and seeing what we can get from them.
Yeah, I like to kind of piggyback on the rotation stuff. I think it is important what you said, too, with, you know, contract year for some of these guys. And like, that does add, you know, much more incentive for them personally to, like, even, you know, disregarding the team itself, but like selfish reasons. It's like, I got to put up my fucking, my best year here if I want to, you know, stick around, get a solid contract. But even the guys that they picked up, I think are solid. You know what I mean? It's like Sean Manaea, you know, that's a solid arm, going to eat up some innings. Luis Severino, I mean, when he's good, he's great. So hopefully, you know, he's in that form. And then even a guy like I'm not too informed with the Mets. I kind of like am a neutral guy. I go around to see some of the moves, kind of like try to keep up. You know, there's a lot going on. But even a guy like Jose Quintana, it's like, you know, you're not hoping he's going to be your guy, but it's like he can be good. He can eat up the innings. And then, you know, hopefully a guy like Kodai Senga is like, you know, absolute stud. So getting him back is crucial too. Obviously, it's like if you're going to compete with the Atlanta Braves or the Philadelphia Phillies. But someone that and even, I mean, also, I don't know how I didn't mention it, but, you know, Edwin Diaz coming back, it's like, what a huge relief to have it, knowing he's going to be back there too. And even the guy like Adam Ottavino, when he's good, he's great as well. Obviously, he has his ups and downs, but overall, very, very consistent. So I think even the back end of the bullpen is looking pretty solid as well.
Yeah, bringing in Edwin Diaz is kind of like signing. Actually, you know, he signed the contract last year. He didn't play. So it's kind of like he's starting his new free agent contract right now. Yeah. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights, but he came back, struck out the side. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat. The arm is fully healthy. That was never the issue. It was his leg that, you know, he messed up. His knee.
Celebrating in the worst,
right?
It's the worst way to go down, you know.
How wild that was! But to see him back on the mound on Monday and see how well he's pitched, and I've said this on my podcast in the most recent episode that he's kind of the heartbeat of the team. You know, everyone looks at Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo as those guys, as those leaders. But Edwin Diaz is up there too. I mean, a lot of the teammates feed off of him and his energy. So having him back full time, having him be able to close out games, definitely helps out guys like you mentioned, Adam Ottavino, Brooks Raley. They just signed Jake Diekman to go along with that. The bullpen, if this team can go five innings, which they could not do most of the season last year, tired out the bullpen, and without Edwin Diaz, it didn't help. Now you got Edwin Diaz healthy, you got a refreshed bullpen, and you got starters that could possibly give you quality starts. The Mets could be sneaky good this season. They could.
Yeah, they definitely could. I mean, it's the Mets, so it's like they're never fully out of it. I mean, you know, there's
except
always
last
years,
year.
But, you know, but that's at the beginning of the year too. It's like you don't have that hope. I feel like, you know, even when they're not great, it's like they're still the New York Mets, so you have some hope in there. But there's a guy that they signed this year that is kind of an enigma to me. Like it's a guy that's like really fun to watch, but his numbers are atrocious. But Shintaro Fujinami is this guy where it's like the stuff I watch him and the stuff is electric. And then you go look at his, you know, Baseball Reference or Fangraph, whatever. And I, he hasn't put it together whatsoever. So it's like the ceiling is extremely high with a guy like that. But I don't know if he's someone that you guys are excited about at all. But that's a guy where I'm like, this could be like a breakout reliever. You know what I mean? The guy's throwing 101, dotting up, and somehow – I don't know if he's – I didn't look too far into his stat. I don't know if he's giving up a bunch of hits or just can't throw a strike or what. But every time I've seen him, I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah, definitely an underrated signing, like you said, that could, you know, be that gem out of the free agent class that we got. Mm-hmm. I think his struggles, obviously, he was in Oakland as a starter, and it was rough go out there. He comes to Baltimore, pitches a little bit better out of the bullpen. He'll fully be coming out of the bullpen this year. I don't know if he will start with the team right out of spring. He had a little bit of visa and personal issues that mm-hmm. you know, kind of backlogged him into getting into spring training. And also, he has an option. So the Mets can try out someone else who, I mean, most of the bullpen this spring has been lights out. So they can test somebody else. And if it doesn't work during the regular season or if they get hurt, you bring up Fujinami because he has the option. But in that way, putting him down, a lot of the other pitchers don't have options. So you mm-hmm. kind of have to play this right and put fit the pieces of the puzzle in correctly for opening day. Doesn't mean Fujinami's not going to be on this team. I fully expect him to pitch at some point this year. I just, if it was me, I would start him in AAA just because he has the option.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a guy where it's like, you know, not taking up too much of the payroll. And it's like, you know, if it works out, it works out. And it's, you know, I don't think it's too bad of a sign there, but kind of just like a side one. But looking at the offensive part of the team here, like the actual lineup, you know, you still got the firepower in there. You got the veterans. You got Pete Alonso in there, Lindor. Hopefully it could be a bounce back year for a guy like Starling Marte if he's you know, back to form. Hopefully, you never really know what you're going to get, but obviously the ceiling's high is with him as well. But a guy that you guys signed, I think he signed a free agent, but also from across town, is Harrison Bader. I think that's a good team guy. I've always liked watching him play. And I hope he breaks out a little bit more with the Mets, but I think that's a great guy to add, you know, to that Mets offense.
Yeah. Especially since he's played in New York, he's played in the postseason and played very well with the Yankees. I think he hit about like 5 home runs in the postseason the last time the Yankees were in there a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I would really be interested in seeing him and Jeff McNeil at the bottom of the lineup, kind of split everybody up a little bit, have those two players at the bottom of the lineup. Then you go back to Nimmo at the top with Marte and Lindor and Alonso. The big worry, like I mentioned earlier, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos. There's still talks that the Mets are, you know, kind of swirling around a guy like JD Martinez or even a JD Davis, who I really don't want to come back. But if they do bring in a JD Martinez, he helps bring this team at least, you know, 3 or 4 more wins with his bat if he could stay healthy. But like you said, the most important, I think, aspect of the offense is, you know, getting Starling Marte back to what he was in 2022. And mm-hmm. as well, the same with Jeff McNeil, because they lengthen the lineup, right? We know what Brandon Nimmo is. He could be an all-star. Lindor already is an all-star. So is Alonso. Francisco Alvarez in his sophomore season, he hit 25 home runs in his rookie season. And if he can duplicate that and bring up the batting average a little bit, I think you really have a solid bat that could possibly, you know, go behind Pete Alonso in the future if the Mets do decide to re-sign Alonso. But they need to lengthen this lineup, because last season the bottom of the order was kind of like Death Valley out there. I mean, they weren't really getting much production at all.
Yeah, and I like the idea of having you know, splitting up the lineup like that, making it a little more dynamic. And also, you know, that mixed with you know, you can only hope that guys like Marte have a bounce back year. But if they do, and you split up the lineup like that, it might not be the most potent offense in the league, but it's an offense as an opposing pitching staff that you have to look at, and your game plan is you're not really able to take a breath now. It's like you gotta really, and that can wear down opponents. But yeah, definitely having a guy like Bader, middle, bottom of the lineup, wherever, I definitely think adds pressure to the opponent, but also just a fun guy to watch, and, you know, definitely a good pickup there for also I think maybe is it a 1 year deal? I'm not sure what they got him for.
Yeah,
but
Bader's on a 1 year deal. One other thing to mention about Bader, I mean, he goes all the way back to college with Pete Alonso from the Florida Gators. Yeah. So they've been friends for a long time. Nice to have another, you know, clubhouse guy to go along with Pete out there. And, you know, Bader might shock some people if he could stay healthy. That's the thing. He's got to stay healthy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I heard, I went to, I'm from Florida, so I actually grew up around, I'm from Vero Beach, so I'm not sure if you've ever gone down to spring training in Port St. Lucie, but once the Dodgers left Vero Beach, we had Dodger Town. The Mets were the closest team down there, and it was always funny. Like, I was never a Mets fan, but that was, you know, I get to go down there, meet some of the guys, you're right on top of the field or whatever, but it was just, I've told Evan, the producer, this, he's a Mets guy, but I have this vivid memory of like sitting there watching it. I think it was back when Mike Pelfrey was on the squad, and he walked a guy or gave up a hit or did one thing in a spring training. It wasn't even a bad outing, and guys were like, "You suck, Pelfrey," and I was like, "What is it like being a Mets fan? Jesus Christ!" But a fun story. I don't know if this was true. I'm pretty sure it was true. But back when because Bader and I were in college, I think, around the same years. He might have been maybe a year above me. But I was going to school in Jacksonville, and we had a guy on our team at our junior college who had transferred from Florida. So he played with, you know, Alonzo, all those guys. And that was when they had, like, A.J. Puck, Dane Dunning, lots. Of, like, it was crazy. And also the fact that Pete Alonzo was a second-round draft pick. But I remember when Pete was earlier in college, our teammate told us, because there's all these like high first round guys, and he was like, Pete Alonso is going to be the guy. Like, he's going to be the guy in the big leagues, and ended up going second round, whatever. And then the other story about Bader was that year that he got a DUI on a moped or something on campus at University of Florida. I thought that was hilarious. And then he got drunk and tried to climb a cell phone tower. So got suspended for a weekend with Kirby Snead, which cracked me up. As a college baseball player, I was like, that's respectable. I respect it. He's just having a good time out there. So I feel like he fits in well in New York. But yeah, anyway, back on track here. I ramble a little bit. But Brett Beatty is a young guy who I was looking at, where obviously hasn't had much success in the league yet, but also still young, still new. So you hope this could be a year where, you know, he might have a breakout year. Obviously has the talent, but how are you feeling about like the young guys, maybe any prospects that come to mind, or how you feeling about the future of the Mets before we get your take on this year?
The future is looking bright with the guys in the minor leagues. We got Drew Gilbert. He'll probably be the next one that comes up for the outfield. And
yeah, I'm excited about him too.
Yeah, if the Mets ever decide to move Starling Marte out of the outfield and put him at DH, we might see Drew Gilbert come up. I would assume something around, you know, trade deadline time, we might see him. Mm-hmm. Or if there's an injury, he might come up. But I saw a lot of the pitchers. I think it was Christian Scott looks really good. Mike Vassell and Dominic Hamill, they got a little taste of spring training this year. I am a little concerned with Beatty and Vientos. They still haven't gotten a full season's worth of at-bats, so I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt here, but they're going to have to show some sort of progress this year. I really think that Brett Beatty kind of got screwed last season. He had a stellar spring last season, deserved to be on the roster, deserved to be the starting third baseman, and instead they went with the veteran Eduardo Escobar. And I feel like that really messed him up mentally. And by the time he came up, he was not the same player. But like I said, these guys don't have full season's worth of at-bats. Neither does Vientos. And we could see if they can try to get hot. But if they're struggling by mid-May, it might get, you know, you talked about the Met fans. It might get bad before it gets any good.
Yeah, that's true. That's also for a young guy, you know, like you said, that's in his, could be in his own head. New York, tough place to play, especially if you're not showing up and doing your fucking job, you know? It happens. The last time I went to Citi Field, a guy tried to fight me because I didn't answer his drunk question when he yelled at me. And then I thought that was really funny. I just like walked away and he just kept berating me. I was like, what? Is this how you all are? Like, this is hilarious. Not you, but
we do have some interesting characters that we try not to stay around. That's for sure.
I wasn't in danger, but it did crack me up. I was like, I literally did nothing, and you're just so mad at me for no. I'm like, all right, man. but it did crack me up. Yeah, man. But I think this year, like you said, it's not a bad outlook going into the season. But I definitely think right now with the division. Obviously it's like you gotta hope that you can at least compete with the Braves or the Phillies, but obviously those are the favorites. To the Braves are the favorites, and then, you know, competing and staying up there and just being consistent throughout the season there, but you know, obviously those are the teams to beat. So it's almost worse to me mentally to be like a middle of the road team than just be like, well, you know, we're rebuilding. Like, at least you have the excuse of like, yeah, this is going to suck for a while, but we'll come back. But, you know, it feels like they're kind of a middle of the road team this year. Feel free to, you know, disagree or whatever, but I'm sure Mets fans don't want to hear that. But I do want to hear, however you want to state it, is kind of how we wrap up the podcast. But I want you to state your case, whatever it may be, for the New York Mets going into 2024.
Yeah, the Mets really don't have any expectations going into this season, considering what has happened throughout last year and throughout the offseason, not really getting any big name free agents, but kind of David Stearns coming in here quite possibly is the big free agent name that we got, was getting that president of baseball operations to turn this team around and make them a consistent winner. Whether that starts this year or not is to be seen. There are a lot of ifs on this team. There's a lot of things that this team has to do correctly for them to be contenders. And I don't personally think that the division is in play. Obviously, you mentioned the Braves and the Phillies. Those are the top two teams in the National League East. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. But as we've seen in the playoffs, the division champions don't tend to go to the World Series all the time. A lot of the wild card teams do. So if the Mets can somehow back themselves into a wild card, just like the way the Arizona Diamondbacks did last year, anything's possible, right? So I have this team at a low, it would be around 78, 79 wins. At a high, currently constructed, and this is with Kodai Senga coming back, probably around 83, 84 wins. Now, I'd have to reassess that, you know, by the trade deadline, because obviously if they're playing well and they make a big, some type of big move, that can change everything. Did in 2015 when they got Cespedes. So we'll see what happens. But right now I say 83, 84 wins, and somehow, some way that 83, 84 tends to get into the playoffs. So we'll see if they can do that. And if they can get some extra wins with the return of Edwin Diaz, who, you know, saved a lot of games in last year. They didn't get a lot of saves. They blew a lot of games. So with Edwin Diaz back, a fully revamped bullpen, a rotation with a lot to prove, and an offense that needs to find their footing, and if they can find some consistency, this team could get a final wild card spot in my eyes.
Yeah, and like you said, moving in the right direction, it feels like, especially with management and the front office there, and kind of kickstarting that, like you said, whether it's this year or next year, but it's in the near future there. And also super crucial, like you said, Edwin Diaz being back, those close games, those one run games throughout a season, it's like that shit adds up. Any baseball player, any baseball fan knows that. You look back at the season once you get to the playoffs and you don't make it by a few games and you're like, that's what we needed. So having him back there fully healthy, obviously I can't imagine he's not fired the fuck up to be back.
Absolutely.
After missing the whole year. Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to come out and do his thing. I'm excited to watch him again. I'm excited to hear the trumpets. No matter how much I hate that stupid song, it's still fires me up when I hear it. It's attached to him forever now, but I'm excited for them. But yeah, Anthony, thanks for coming on today, man. Thanks for making some time for us. We appreciate it. We're going to try to do this again around the trade deadline or the All-Star break and kind of check in with everybody and see how we're feeling. I'm sure some of them are going to be really fun, and then some of them we might not be able to get a hold of anybody.
Hopefully I don't have fully gray hair by the time.
Yeah. Hopefully you still agree to do this, you know? But yeah, one more time, go ahead and plug your stuff if people are still listening, so people can find you, podcast, Twitter, whatever you got, let them know.
Absolutely. I host the Subway to Shape podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find also on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube page and follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and X, Twitter, whatever you're calling it now, at Subway to Shape. That's where you can find me.
You got to give them a follow, especially before TikTok goes away forever.
Yeah.
But Anthony, thanks, man, for coming on. This is Baseball Isn't Boring. We will see you guys tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.